cover crop management. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss Dealer Network or call 844-OWN-USED. Jim Horman, Ohio State University Extension Educator in Putnam County, Ohio, says now that most cover crops have been seeded, farmers need to be thinking about how they are going to manage those cover crops next spring.
If you've got cereal rye, for example, going, and most guys will plant cereal rye into their corn stalks and then they'll go to beans. So key thing in the spring is let that cereal rye grow because it'll help to dry out your soil. If it becomes excessively dry, kill it early. But most of the time, you just want to let that cereal rye grow. It's actually easier to no-till your beans right into that cereal rye and then kill the cereal rye after the beans start to come up. You've got 5 days with crop insurance. The more cover you get with that cereal rye, the better your weed control will be, and it'll help to add organic matter to your soil. If you're going to corn, you really need to kill it at least 2 to 3 weeks early because it will tie up some nitrogen. Add about 50 to 75 pounds of nitrogen with your starter, and that will help those cereal rye roots to decompose.
So, Jim, with the additional cover crop acres, have you been getting questions?
Have I been getting questions? Yes. The biggest issue is how do I get them started? How do I get them seeded? The biggest problem that farmers are doing, and this is a key point, they really need to start looking at earlier maturing soybeans, earlier maturing corn. And probably 3 out of the last 5 years, the early maturing soybeans, early maturing corn in Ohio actually yielded the best. And if we can take them off a little bit earlier, then we can plant our cover crops and they can actually benefit us more. They'll cover the soil, keep us so that we don't have so much soil erosion, and they'll help to tie up a lot of nutrients. They'll prevent as much water coming off, so we'll have less problems with nutrient management. If you want to improve soil structure, the long-term way to improve soil structure is with cover crops, and that's why cover crops are really starting to take off. Guys that are doing them are seeing that their soils are draining better, they're adding organic matter, and they're keeping those nutrients in the soil, and it's helping us with weed control. So there's many, many benefits to the cover crops.
Jim Horman, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.